places up there where they put that.
So you have a, you could have a loft in the barn and in the house.
Yeah. Yeah, barn loft. Usually put the peanuts in the loft, you know.
Didn't use it for hay.
Yeah, we used them for hay, but we put them up there when we'd haul them in, you know, and we'd put them up there and we'd pick them off, and then we'd throw the tops down, and we'd go in the loft and pick off peanuts rainy days, and we'd throw the tops down for hay, you know, for feed, and we'd feed the cows at night while we'd throw the tops out there for them.
I meant to ask you when you were talking about shocking hay, did people call that a hay shock or hay stack or what?
They called it a hay stack. Yeah. They'd say they'd go out there and shock that hay, and then as they got it built as a haystack. I tell you, now don't be playing on the haystack today while we're going.
I hadn't seen a haystack, I don't know when.
I saw some up in, way up in Kentucky. We went up there last year and saw some peanuts. A girl of mine said, look down there, Daddy, look, said, Johnny, some shocks of peanuts out there in that field. She was amazed at seeing them shocks. I believe it was way up in Kentucky.
You ever hear people around here use the word windrows?
Windrows, yeah.
What is it, what do you mean by that?
Well, that's where you, if you cut cane, you know, you cut cane and windrow it, or you can clear land, make windrows. So just pile the stuff, cut a wide strip and put it all together in a pile, in a long pile. That's called windrow. You windrow hay. And you rake it up that way, you see.
Do people around here use any kind of shelter outside for the hay, like if they're not going to put it in a barn, they might just put it under something that has maybe four poles and something for a roof?
Yeah, they used to. Sometimes they'd put the hay on poles that way and put a roof over it, tin roof. And some of them used to have hay sheds. They'd have a long shed, you know, and have the north side of it walled up. And it had the ends walled up, and maybe the south side would be open, you know, just put the hay in there all down, and they'd build a, they'd fence it off until time to go to feeding hay. And then they'd have the poles about that far apart so the cows get their heads through, let them eat through there.
Mm-hmm.
And wouldn't, so they wouldn't have to throw it out for them, see.
Okay. When people use wagons to load their hay onto, did they ever have any kind of wooden frame that came out the sides, made it so that the wagon could carry more hay?
Yeah. They used to have that.
What'd they call that thing?
They just called it a hay rack.
Hay rack?
Yeah. Yeah, they called it a hay rack, said. And they call them